Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and for my new book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you'll check that out and use it to your advantage. I promise you it will help you if you understand what I mean by the difference between the age of the seller and the age of the customer and which one where you need to be. And by the way, you can learn a lot about that just by going to the website, even before you buy the book, at ageofthecustomer.com. Pamela S. Harper, is the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. She's the CEO of Business Advancement. She's a longtime, almost eight-year member of our Brain Trust, and we're talking about being a better partner, being a credible partner. Pam, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website, too, please.
It's businessadvance.com, and we just now published a new version of our Harper Report, and coincidentally, it's Is Your Company a Credible Partner? If you want me to send a link to any of your listeners, just contact me at businessadvance.com, and we'll be glad to send you the new Harper Report.
Folks, please do that. Do yourself a favor. Go to businessadvance.com. The website again?
Businessadvance.com.
Okay. Businessadvance.com. And click there on it. You got an email link there, I guess?
Yes. And contact us.
Just say, I want the report you mentioned on Jim's show, and
exactly.
She'll send you a copy of it. Folks, that's what we're going to talk about, and you get to have it in your hands for free. So, Pam, thank you for that. So, we've been talking about being a partner. And in the last segment, we defined some of the elements of being I don't mind using the word vendor partner. I know sometimes, you know, people may not like that, but I don't mind being called a vendor partner because that's in my opinion, if I'm serving a customer, that's an accurate term. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud of calling myself a vendor partner, but the thing that you want to talk about now is how to be a credible partner, which to me is meaning that you don't just say you're a partner, but you actually perform.
That's right. There's a big difference between saying you're a partner and being a partner. And it's important. In fact, it's critical to look for the signs that customers will send to you without even realizing it, that are giving you that message that they see you that way. And that's where you can really begin to know how to add value. For example, one of the things that you might look at is, are they willing to confide in you? You know, mm-hmm. some of the ways in which we can tell if somebody is really credible, or views us as credible, I should say, is that they're telling us things that are on their mind. They're not necessarily public knowledge, mm-hmm. and they're important, and they're sensitive. And you can see this. I mean, it's something that, I haven't told anyone else this, but that kind of thing. And
you are exactly right, Pam. I've had, over the years, I've had my contacts at some of the biggest companies in the world tell me things that, they weren't violating any confidences, although they probably told me more than they should have, maybe more than the CEO wanted them to know, but they trusted me, and you know what? My trust was justified because I always kept it to myself.
That's right, and I'm not saying that anybody should necessarily break confidentiality in that sense, but I'm saying that there are a lot of things that somebody can tell you that are important, but they won't necessarily do it unless they believe that you have their best interests at heart.
That's right.
That they believe that you have the expertise to handle whatever it is you're telling them, or they're telling you, I should say. So that's one area. Another area.
Can I, Pam, stop you for a second? Hold
absolutely.
That thought. But I just want to say that if a customer starts talking to you like this, like Pam was just saying, that's a big step for you. You've done something right. You've done something to allow them to feel they can bring you into their confidence. Find a way to more than earn that. Find a way to get them to convert whatever. Find a way to think, okay, based on what they're telling me now, how can I integrate that into the solutions I want to provide this customer, and so that they'll realize that they were justified in telling me this information.
That's right. And in fact, on the Harper Report, I have a few of the examples of things that you can be looking for that are all giving you that kind of information. And you need to be looking at these signs before you can know how to increase that view that they believe that you're
right.
Credible.
Right.
So another one also is, do they actively listen and consider to your pushback?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you talk about telling the truth. This is actually also telling your opinion. So it isn't necessarily a truth, but do they act like they believe that your expertise and their concern for their best interests are making it worth considering your viewpoints, even when they differ from yours?
Let me stick something else in here, Pam, and I have my tongue only somewhat in my cheek when I say this. Sometimes customers are like wives. They want you, they only want you to listen to them. They don't want you to solve their problem.
I see.
Can you relate, Pam?
Yeah, I could.
Sometimes maybe your best bet is just to listen, and then find out later whether they actually want you to help them solve anything. Hold on that thought. We're gonna take quick breaks. Right back with our good friend Pam Harper. BusinessAdvance.com is her website. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.